Ah, the princess has just stepped onto the what islands?
The Skelligs.
The Skelligs it is.
The Skelligs Islands.
I thought for a second you said the Skeleton Islands, because that would be a good name for them. But they're called the Skelligs. And you know what? I don't even know what the Skelligs mean, except they're two big, hungry lumps of rock sticking up out of the sea off the coast of Kerry. And that's where the princess and her ponies had just landed. And out of the middle of the Skellig Island, Skellig Moor it was, Skellig Big, because they're called Skellig Moor and Skellig Beag. You know what Beag means in Irish? Yeah, and you know what Moor means?
Big.
So Skellig Moor is the bigger one of the two, and Skellig Moor is the only one that ever had people on it. Skellig Beag is just for the birds. It's an island specially for birds. So it's covered completely in bird poo.
So you wouldn't
want
to go over there?
Well, I think it might be a smelly place to land as well, but also it keeps it specially so that the birds are not frightened by the people. But there was a sound rising from the middle of the Skellig Moor, a sound that was actually so unusual that the princess had never heard it before, and she wasn't sure if any of her four horses, who were exhausted after the trip, had also heard the sound. The sound seemed to be coming from high up in the island, in the centre of the island, and the problem was that the island had a steep cliff, and there was only one way up. There were steps up from the sea level, but there was nobody there. So the princess realized that the only way she could actually go and find out what the sound was, the strange sound was to climb up the steps herself without any of her horses, because every one of her horses would have fallen off the ledge if they tried to climb to the top. It was either that or she'd have to find a way for one of her horses to fly to the top of the Skellig. So she did nothing. She really was too scared to go on herself. The sound was so different. It was a strange, haunting melody of a tune. It was like as if there were animals singing up there in the mountain, or maybe it even was a chorus of stones. These islands, they were always talking. They were just made of stone, and sometimes they must have made an awful lot of noise at night when people were asleep, and you would be able to hear the sound of stones chattering over the waves of the sea. Oh yes, Kerry was a magical place in those days. It was the kind of place which had fairies, leprechauns, banshees, ghosts. Everything strange you could imagine was to be found in Kerry. And some people say they're still to be found in Kerry today, by the way. It's a remarkable county of Ireland. The princess knew that there was no way she was going to be able to get up, and she also knew that she was exhausted, and there was a small little rocky ledge. There wasn't really any sand at the bottom of the Skellig's Rock, but there was enough for the horses to remain stationary. And anyway, they didn't really want to go anywhere. So they all four horses lay down, and the princess lay down among them, and the horses kept her warm, and she fell fast asleep. While the princess was fast asleep at the bottom of the Skelligs, at the bottom of Skellig Moor, the moon came up. And the moon looked down on top of the princess and the four horses, and the moon started talking to itself. Now, the moon is also made of rock.
I know.
And this was back in the days when rocks could speak, and the moon was just like a little bit of a meteorite. In fact, the moon was a piece of rock that had broken away from the earth a long time before.
Remember you told me a story of two moons, and they by accident, and they got together and made one big moon.
You know what? I forget the story. That story. One day, will you tell me that story again so I can remember it? Because I have completely forgotten about the story of the moons that got together.
It was about a wizard.
Right. Well, I tell you what, we have to park the car now. So we'll come back to the wizard and the two moons story another day. Is that okay?
Yeah, but keep on doing the princess story after swimming, aren't we?
On our way back, after we've had your swimming lesson, yeah. We will definitely do that.